Welcome to Insatiable Banalities number 34. It's the Christmas New Year's Eve holiday special. It's the 27th of December, Tuesday.
A quiet week in Canberra.
Very deathly quiet.
Sorry.
CN is very, very quiet. Boring, bored over there. And we've got special guests, Julia Johnson.
Hello.
And Yo, hello. Also known as Yo-Yo, also known as Yogi, from Julia and the Deep Sea Sirens. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thanks. It's a nice
to be here.
Nice place you have here.
Yeah.
Smells great.
It's our dingy, stinky.
Yeah, sorry, I should have worn socks.
Probably, maybe better you didn't. Anyway, I think we're going to go straight into a song and then we can talk about that and your music and so on.
Cool.
And so the first song is Knots in My Hair.
The calluses from playing guitar. I've got freckles and I've got knots in my hair. Sometimes they just won't go away, but I brush so hard and like the knots in my hair. Some things will go away, and like the knots in my hair, some things will always be the same. Probably got a used tissue and a little bits of label that I picked off my beer. There's no doubt that I've got a few issues, but I can't be bothered now, so I'll fix them next year. And like the knots in my hair, some things will go away. And like the knots in my hair, some things will always be the same. I've got lip gloss that tastes like soap, but I like how it smells. I've got a mobile, but I don't like to use it. I'm learning to keep secrets, but I still really want to tell. And like the knots in my hair, some things will go away. And like the knots in my hair, some things will always be the same. My hands and feel the calluses from playing guitar. I've got freckles and I've got knots in my hair.
Okay, the knots in my hair. Me whistling. It reminds me, I've been thinking lately about picking my nose and eating it when I was a kid, and I had like a real obsession with it. And I was reading the other day, there's actually a medical name for someone who's got an obsession with picking their nose and eating it.
Is it a grot?
Rhinotaxylomophagy or something.
Mm.
Yeah, I've heard that name before, but I can't remember it either. Yeah, my nephew does that. How old is he? He's 1.5.
Yeah, right. Well, I did it up till I was about 10.
Yeah,
okay. And so you said you've been thinking about it. Have you been thinking about starting again? Or
might be a good way to give up smoking.
Well, why I was reminded was because I was thinking, you know, like I never gave it up. I never officially said, I'm not doing that anymore. Even after my sister busted me doing it, you know, and sang the song. You know the song? Everybody knows Nigel picks his nose. He rubs it in the dirt and it's his for dessert. And I said, oh, bullshit, I don't rub it in the dirt.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more of a snack than dessert.
By itself, really.
Well, I've been doing a bit of research on it because I've been going to write an article on nose picking. And one guy reckons it's actually pretty healthy for you. Mm-hmm. One doctor. He just says, well, there's, you know, you can't clean your nose properly just by blowing, you know. And fingers perfectly designed to fit up there and clean it out.
Otherwise, humans wouldn't have evolved fingers. Is that his surprise? They don't use them for anything else, just picking their nose.
Opposable thumbs develop purely because of nose picking, is that what you're saying? Evolutionary.
No. But there may be some other... Because he's of the school that says that exposing yourself to germs actually makes you healthier because your immune system is pumping it out all the time.
Well, if the germs are already up your nose, hello,
that's right.
And you're already up your nose.
And there's the stupid thing about the people who say that it's unhealthy to eat it because it's full of germs, because in the same article as I read that, it said, but bear in mind you do swallow about a quarter of your own snot every day anyway. down the back of your nose. So what's the difference if it's coming out and you're not just going down the back? But anyway, so something's passed.
Nice to know that my song made you think about picking your nose.
Yeah.
It really means a lot.
I was wondering how you'd feel about that.
That analogy.
So what about it made you think that?
Well, because I didn't give it up, it just passed. Yeah. It was like
it's
I had a few childhood
things that you do.
Obsessive compulsive things, stepping on the cracks and stuff, which I got a sore neck, you know, from walking to school every day and not stepping on the cracks. Two steps to every pavement, you know.
And how'd you get it? You got a sore neck out of that?
Yeah, well, from looking down.
From looking, yeah, okay.
Mm.
But and it just that just passed as well. I never gave it up.
I still have to step on the cracks.
Yeah, right.
Mm. I don't know why. I just like it. Feels good to me.
Aren't you worried you might, you know, break your mother's back?
It hasn't really happened so far, so I'm not really very worried about that.
And around Canberra, as far as I know, the cracks are spaced 1 metre apart.
It's hard work.
So are you one step to a plot?
I like to do one step, but if it's too far apart, then I add a step exactly halfway in between.
Yeah.
Just like to note now, I don't have obsessive compulsive disorder.
Convulsive
disorder. That's good. I am going to have another fit.
Convulsive.
I'm not giving this up. That works well on the microphone. Otherwise, you'll hear the visuals.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't either, and I'm just hoping that smoking and alcohol abuse and all of that is just going to go away one day too.
Yeah.
Mm.
I could change the song so it's...
Just like your tasty boogers.
Go away.
Yeah. So what sort of things go away and what sort of things don't go away in this?
Well, the things that do go away do always stay in this song. Like, I'll always have knots in my hair, but they won't always be the same knots. Like, an individual knot will go away, but there'll still be another knot in my hair.
So it's like stepping into the river.
Of life, this song.
You can't step into
so
the
deep.
Same river twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, but life is essentially struggle.
Yeah, and pain and turmoil and creating order and then disorder.
It's amazing philosophy. Strong stuff.
Levels I never saw.
Now we've listened to you play a bit of music, and we detect a bit of a country influence there. And you've told us, because we haven't got to see you live, so I missed out by just that much the other night, but you wear a big country and western hat.
Not on stage.
Oh, not on stage.
Just when I'm horse riding. No,
oh, God, I thought you were going to say just when I'm horny.
Sorry.
Jim. Horse riding, okay. Well, that
horse
makes sense.
Riding.
Yeah, okay.
With an actual horse, nothing horny about it.
So there's actually, it's not just country and western music, it's the country.
Yeah, I got into country and western music through the country.
Really?
Not
Yeah. And like trad country, like old American
Hank Williams
country, yeah.
And yeah, the old stuff.
Yeah.
I like the old stuff better than the new stuff.
What about alt country and stuff? Do you?
Alt country, it really depends. Sometimes it just sounds horrible. Sometimes I don't mind it.
Have you heard Iris DeMent? I heard her.
Oh, we'll play some after.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
And if she's listening, Iris DeMent, if you're out there, you can send us a postcard to PO Box 4332 Hawke ACT 2614.
And give us permission to play your
stay
songs.
Stay $5 to it, and we'll invite you over from wherever you are.
Canada,
I think. Either.
I think she might be in Canada.
Right, well,
she could pop by when she's on tour or something.
Yeah, maybe a Sunday.
It's really going to happen.
An early flight back.
Anyway, let's hear some more.
Yeah, well, let's hear some more songs. This
Julia
is Wounded Soldiers.
Songs.
Yeah, I like this song, Wounded Soldiers.
Oh, cool.
Don't look at me like you're thinking what could have been. If it should have been, it would have been. You can't force these things. Feels like you dwell on things despite me. Please don't say it's because you don't like me, unlikely. But who knows these days? You're not the only wounded soldier. I just didn't know it was a war. Thought we were a little older than keeping score. I didn't like the way you loved me, but I hate you hate. You made everything so ugly, and what we once had, you degraded. But don't think of me as a painful memory, 'cause it's thoughts like these that tend to keep you in the past. I'm hurting just 'cause you're still hurting. Your heartbroken glares are burning into my back. You're not the only wounded soldier. I just didn't know it was a war. Thought we were than keeping score. I didn't like the way you love me, but I hate the way you hate. You made everything so ugly, and what we once had, you degraded. Can't look back, as fond memories are clouded. It's 'cause they're surrounded by the way you couldn't let. It almost feels like you'd be proud if every time I was around it got so weird that I wanted to leave. Oh, you're not the only wounded soldier. I just didn't know it was a war. Thought we were a little older than keeping score. I didn't like the way you love me, but I hate the way you hate. Made everything so ugly, and what we once had, you degraded. You're not the only wounded soldier. I just didn't know it was a war. Thought we were a little older than keeping score. I didn't like the way you love me, but I hate the way you hate. You made everything so ugly, and what we once had, you degrade.
Wounded Soldiers.
It was Wounded Soldiers there by Julia and the Deep Sea Sirens, except for the only two of them.
Yeah.
Julia.
Yeah, I was and, just going to mention that.
The Deep Sea Siren.
Deep
Sea
Siren.
You're a siren, Yogi.
You're actually quite siren-ish.
Oh.
No, Julia. When you say it, should be Julia,
maybe
the deep sea siren,
Julia
and
the
her
siren.
Band.
and the deep sea sirens. Our name is getting old enough.
I hate Julia bandages. Siren and the deep sea sirens.
I love long band names.
I think we can infer. We can infer that she's one of the sirens.
Yeah. Okay.
Either that or I just got drawn to my band. They were sitting there on the rocks and I was in the ocean and I just heard them playing and thought, oh, they need a singer. And I swam over and then they drowned me and ate me. Is that what sirens do?
Yes.
I don't know whether we eat you. Do we just kill me?
I think
I make it so.
Never let you go.
I thought we devoured them. Now what? Wait.
I think that means that they have sex with them forever and ever.
You'd like
that's
to think.
Good.
Well, I'd like to think that.
That's what
I think our drummer would like to think that.
It's good, except you can never get away.
Mm.
First you sail the ship onto the rocks because you're trying to get to these chicks and then...
Yeah, I think there's some eating going on.
Eating?
Because they get hungry eventually.
Cannibalistic women on an island?
Could be that.
Mm. You better look it up.
Yeah, we did a bit of research.
Yeah, well, we got plenty of imagery for record covers.
Yeah.
Shame no one makes records anymore.
So, and the missing siren... He's a guy, isn't
he? Yes, he's a boy siren. But funnily enough, he actually thought of the name, so obviously he's okay with being a siren.
Yeah.
His name's Michael.
Yes, Michael Ladder.
Michael...
I thought it was Ladder.
Ladder, but it's two T's.
Oh.
I was pronouncing it correctly because we're on air.
Ladder.
Ladder. And he'll be doing harmonies soon.
Yeah.
I just have to make him or teach him.
Rather. As will Yo.
Yes.
Apparently. And Yo's been singing harmonies with At La Tal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who you also play with.
It's great.
This is your second time here.
Yeah.
You're our first return visitor.
Really?
No one else wants to come down.
You're a return visitor. You're a guest initially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Sharky's been back a few times. Hmm. I don't know if she counts. Anyway.
She doesn't really.
And so at Christmas...
Christmas.
I just want to quickly have my say. I heard on the news today that every Australian got given a present that they didn't want this Christmas. At least one present they didn't want. And I want to say, no, that's wrong. I didn't get any presents. Therefore, I didn't get one that I didn't want. You only got one present, Candy A, and you wanted it.
Yes, I did.
And you got quite a few presents, Yo, and you wanted all of them.
Yes, I did.
And
well, I got one that I didn't want, but I like.
Right.
So that's a bit different.
What does that mean? Huh?
I didn't want it, but once I got it, I was like, actually, this is cool.
What was it?
I would never buy it. It's a toy Legolas from Lord of the Rings, you know, the blonde elf dude? Well, I had a bit of an infatuation with him, so much so that I named a goldfish after him. And I got a toy one. I think it was sort of a joke, but you can never tell with my dad. He could have thought I really wanted one. But it's actually cool.
Does it do anything?
It bends its ankles so that its feet go all the way around.
Ugh, that's freaky. I didn't know elves could do that.
Yeah.
They are freaky other species, aren't they?
Yes.
It's
quite well made. It's got really good paint on it.
Did it come in its packaging and everything?
Yeah, but
And did it say it comes features ankles that twist around so the feet go all the way around? How did they summarise that into a
little marketing thing? No, it had like an excerpt of the book on the back of the label, though. Yeah. I wonder if they're allowed to do that.
Pages 683 to 946.
Collect the whole book.
The doorknob in the throne room.
Yes, half a description of one door.
Anyway, it's supposed to be a good time to go on eBay now if you want. A lot of people selling off all their unwanted presents.
Right, I thought we were going to say that all those people that have got there, what did you say, Australia's total of unwanted presents was $7 billion?
It added up to $150 billion.
Right, and yeah. I'll get a bigger post office box and they can post them to PO Box 4222.
Unwanted presents are us.
Yes, and we'll have them. Yeah, good.
I want less stuff, not more. That's a problem. I've got to keep throwing things away now.
Yeah, you got a small
mass.
House.
Small
yeah.
house.
Yeah. Large boyfriend.
Yeah. Large attached. Yeah, there's just an endless. There's like rooms just filling with CDs and records. Just goes on and on.
Of his.
Yeah.
I'd love to bring him in here to play him, but we've always got a band.
Don't look at us like that.
And we're trying to limit ourselves to an hour, not like the rest of our lives.
Yeah. Now, back to the music, I reckon. Bit of a country influence in the vocal.
Yeah.
And in the horse riding background. And in the love of Hank Williams.
Yes.
And the life.
Yes.
But other influences as well?
Yeah. Some of my influences don't come through in the music, but definitely Joni Mitchell. And who else at the moment? Sarah Blasco.
Mm-hmm.
I love her to bits. I went to her concert and she signed my t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is there? The Kinks and, yeah, just
well, that's
random.
A bit out of, you know.
The White Stripes.
Right, so, yeah, rock and roll.
Yeah, some of my influences, they're just, yeah, they're in the songwriting style, but not so much the sound.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah, I can hear that. There's a bit of okay, rock and roll in there.
And so we've mentioned that you've got the drummer and there's the bass and the guitar and your voice, and maybe we're going to add some vocals, but is there other ways you want to, other sounds you want to bring in there eventually?
I've got a slide guitar which I've been playing for a few months now, and that's really fun. And that would definitely make the band more country, but
Fiddle.
Yeah, I don't think we'll end up getting fiddle. Next instrument
Jew's
is the
harp, maybe.
Didn't have Michael play mandolin?
Well, no,
yeah, Michael's going to play the mandolin for us.
Who's that?
The drummer.
The drummer, he plays
yeah,
mandolin.
So occasionally he'll hop off the kit and do a bit of mandolining.
Lovely.
Which is cool. He's got a cute little red mandolin called Gonzalez.
Gonzalez.
Yes. Every instrument in the band has to have a name. It's a rule.
Okay, and your bass is called Tiger?
Yes. He's so flattered that you remembered.
So
well, Andy
you.
Mentioned it earlier, actually. He said that's the Tiger bass or something.
Yeah, well, he remembered.
Tiger the bass.
Tiger's famous now.
And your guitar?
Honey Beast, because she's honey-coloured, but she can be a real beast.
Right.
Honey Beast.
You haven't been exactly... It wasn't exactly beastly tonight.
No, but she could be if she wanted to be.
Right.
She does sometimes when you're not around.
Yeah, when she gets angry.
All right. Well, let's listen to Honey Beast and Tiger play again, shall we?
Yay!
We're only up to song number 3, I think.
This is the countryest one of all.
So we have to be quicker than this after this. So this is country.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'll admit it.
It's called Let Me Count the Ways.
Walk away, but for how many steps? 'Cause you'll turn around eventually. Is your love equal to how far away you get? And when your arm is touching mine, sitting next to me, do you notice it? Can I measure your love by the time that you leave your arm there while you sit? Let me count the ways. I can count your love. Let me count the ways I can count your love. And when you're sitting under that big old tree, watching the world from the shade, can I measure your love by how deeply you're carving your names? And when you're walking through the crowd, and you think you might have just seen my face, can I measure your love by the way that you call out my name, just in case? Let me count the ways I can count your love. Let me count the ways I can count your love. Let me count the fallen closed, and our heavy heads are resting peacefully. Can I measure our love by the way that my last thought is of you, and yours isn't me. I can measure it any way I like, but I won't really have any proof to show. Till I'm back in your arms, I'll hear the answer in your heartbeat, then I'll know. There is only one way to count our love. There is only one way to count our love. There is only one way to count our love. And only we will ever know the way, the way to count our love, to count our love. There is only one way to count our love. And only we will ever know the way to count our love. There is only one way to count our love. And only we will ever know the way to count our love.
Songs there being Let Me Count the Ways and Did I Say Let Go?
Yes.
And the first one we noticed has got a very nice sort of picking technique.
Yes, it sounds like a horse cantering along in the fields.
So that's a canter, yes. Not a gallop or a trot?
It would be showing off your equestrian knowledge there, Captain.
Or if you include the thumb, it's a gallop. But if it's just the fingers, it's a canter.
Ah.
Three beat, four beat.
I had no idea the horse galloping, trotting, cantering, guitaring analogy was so well defined.
How did they run with three beats? Like they got 4 feet,
well,
two touch
their,
at once?
Two of their feet touch at once. So it's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Whereas the gallops, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's really very scientific. You got if you're playing guitar on horseback, you've got to be careful which timing you're doing. You get thrown off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're concentrating so much on that sort of thing that you forget to do up your fly.
Yes, I've recently done my second gig with my fly undone. Both were 1 hour sets too. It's pretty impressive.
I once walked along the length of my home street that I lived on, not only with my fly undone, but with like my shirt poking out.
Oh, that's hot.
That's all right. I once walked down Swan Street, Richmond, and with my fly undone, and I wasn't wearing anything else. And I thought it was a bit breezy that day, but I saw a couple of people I knew. I was like, hey, how you going? No, I'm okay. See ya.
Right, you could actually see your cock, is that what you're saying?
Is that why you left Melbourne?
No.
I had to leave Melbourne, that's right, and I've been in Canberra for 10 years.
You couldn't see anything. A fly being open, generally, it doesn't really expose.
Anyway, it was a bit breezy, and I eventually realised why. Yeah.
Every time I try on pants at the mall, I end up...
It's a hot day, but bits of me are cool. Oops.
But in this
that away now.
In this case, you reckon your pants are actually... Your undies are actually showing.
Probably. Well, the first one I was sitting down on a stool and my legs were apart and I was playing, so apparently you could see it because I didn't realise till someone told me. But I was wearing my favourite undies. They said smile all over them.
Sorry?
They said smile all over them,
yeah.
So it's all good.
It's kind of a good thing to happen early in your career in some ways because, you know, once that's happened, you can go, I can move on.
Yeah.
Nothing, it's not going to scare me anymore.
Yeah.
And if you do it a few times, you think you'll probably never do it again.
You'd
that,
think
maybe.
So.
Yeah.
You can get up to international superstardom and be opening at the Super Bowl, and you'd have your your bra. Yeah, that's right.
It sort of brings me back to picking the nose, though. It's like it's a ridiculous thing to... Everybody picks their nose. In my other research on the nose picking thing, a university in America actually surveyed a whole lot of people.
Oh, saved by the phone. Anyway.
Hello. Hi, I'll call you back. We're just in the middle of something. I'm fine. Yep. Bye.
Lars?
Yes.
Hi, Lars.
That was me, Mum. So there's this, holy crap, someone's at the door now. There goes our schedule. No. They survey these people, and 93%, I think, percent of people said that they regularly pick their nose.
Well, I'm picking mine right now. And you can't prove that I'm not.
but it's something you can't do in public. It's like masturbating as well.
Another thing you can't do in public.
Well, I'm not doing that right now.
Yeah. And what did I start saying this about? What the hell were we just talking about before?
Flies
undone. It's like it's ridiculous. Why do people get upset about it?
You're talking about picking your nose, which upsets
everyone.
Well,
I'm just saying it's like another dumb thing that our society gets worried about. You see
flies.
Someone picking
but
their nose and
flies
people,
undone is
disgusting.
Funny and you can laugh
funny.
At them, but
right.
Nose picking isn't so funny.
Right.
To
it's
society.
Just gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is gross. Generally, we don't like to see things that come out of other people's bodies. I guess that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. And why? Why? Deep down, it's because we don't want to acknowledge that we're animals.
Mm.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it the same for flies?
See, dogs aren't worried about a bit of, you know, dags hanging to the back of their girlfriend's bum hole, you know. They're quite happy to still have a sniff. Why are we so worried about it? It really weirds me out.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Yeah.
Let's play another song.
I'll be back next month.
This song is called...
Course, not bum.
It's not bum dags.
Yes,
this song is called Right Here.
Are you good? Cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm just spinning my web, humbly going along. Nothing's going right for me, but nothing's going wrong. I know where I am. It's just an ordinary day. Ducking, diving, dodging, striving, making my own way. I cannot look away. I can't speak out and lie. Mesmerized inside your gaze. The world is blurring and spins faster. People and places disappear until you briefly look away. And I realize I'm right here. I'm right here. So I'm back on my feet, on familiar ground, back to my own.
We have a special message for John Boy.
Yeah, I got an SMS from an anonymous listener saying, if John Boy is there, tell him hi from Green Poles.
Green Poles.
What could that mean?
It's so mysterious. Well, it's an allusion to Jackson Pollock.
Obviously.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
But what's the green?
Oh, obviously,
yeah,
this.
Why not orange?
Obviously, yeah. This person thinks that he knows something about what Green Poles actually is.
We'll have to find out about that next week when John's here.
Ask him about it. Stay tuned. Da-da-da-da.
Now, while we were listening to that song, you told us that was about a guy that you fancied.
Yeah, I had a big crush on this guy. And he liked me too. Well, I thought he did.
And you wrote the song at the time that you had the crush.
Yeah, I was sitting in psychology and looking at him and trying to make eye contact, and he was looking back at me and I was getting all heart a flutter. So I actually wrote that song in psychology about his eyes. He had really pretty eyes. They were blue. And
she's put them out now since she rejected him.
Yeah.
He rejected her.
Yeah.
Well, listen to the rest of the story, guys.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Time is money.
Then I was going to ask him out, but then he got a boyfriend, and whoa, did my self-esteem go down.
This is just in high school, yeah?
Yeah, or college.
In the ACT, they have last 2 years of school separate, called college.
Yeah.
It's not uni.
No.
It's not uni. Not like American uni, no.
No.
And so, was that open knowledge that this guy had a boyfriend? Was that cool at
now.
High school?
Oh, it's pretty open knowledge, yeah.
I'm curious. Yeah, I did a bit of teaching a few years back, and there were some really obviously gay kids, you know.
Yeah.
And I was at a boys' sort of Catholic school.
I just realized.
And I was amazed at how tolerant everyone really was. I mean, I'd hoped them to be tolerant, but I didn't expect them to be tolerant. But the boys really quite accepted him.
Mm. Well, I just realized now. He's going to know that I was going to ask him out. That's really embarrassing. Next time I see him, he's going to be like, you were going to ask me out. Oh, well.
We'll give him the wrong web address.
It's a long time ago. I'll give him the wrong web address. That's what I'll do.
He'll know that you really liked him, then.
Yeah.
That you genuinely liked him.
Yep.
And anyway, just because he's had a boyfriend.
Yeah, I don't think the tables have completely turned.
Doesn't mean...
There's still hope.
Yeah. No, he might just be experimenting. Teenagers do that.
Did you
experiment?
Yes.
Candy, did you ever have sex with any guys?
No, but I did experiments in chemistry. That's all I'm saying.
I read a thing the other day, I can't remember exactly what the topic was, but one of the bits of advice was for women, you should definitely have sex with another woman at least once. And why not men as well? You know.
Where was this advice?
On some porn site. I don't know.
And you should definitely tape it. Was that the next sentence?
Yeah.
And send it in.
Yeah, or take a photo and stick it on a postcard and send it to PO Box 4332 Hawker ACT-214.
Right. Okay, let's have another song.
Yes.
This song is called Not Back Yet, and I secretly think you wrote this song about me.
Obviously. That's what I was thinking of the whole time.
Heartbeat, and now my mind is teeming with all the memories of how I feel. They're flooding back, it's almost real. Feels like you're here. I can feel you drawing me towards you, and you're calling me. I'm coming, my dear. I wanna feel your breath. I wanna touch your hair. I wanna know what's next before I get there. And I wanna taste your skin. Wanna touch your chest. Wanna be lying in your arms undressed. How you make me feel like that. I wanna look into your eyes. I wanna stick to your sweat. But you got so far away that you're not back yet. I look at the stars and I think of you. You're looking up the same stars too. But there's such a distance between us and I can't stand stuck gazing alone. Can't wait for you to come home. Because I wanna feel your breath, wanna touch your hair, wanna know what's next before I get there. And I wanna taste your skin, wanna touch your chest, wanna be lying in your arms undressed. I wanna feel your hand as it crawls down my back. I wanna understand how you make me feel like that. I wanna look into your eyes, I wanna stick to your sweat, but you can't.
I think you guys have the most interesting Christmas story.
Okay, yes. Well, we decided to have a picnic, Christmas
Buccaneers lunch, picnic.
And we sailed to an island in Lake Burley Griffin, which for our intellectual audience is intellectual, international,
we don't have an international audience.
Is an island in, is a lake that was made in Canberra. It's pretty, bit of a pond, really. More than a lake. Anyway, we went there.
You can't swim in it because it's all full of duck shit. It's,
yeah, and I fell in it. So that was very exciting as we were getting out of the boat.
Although I used to swim in it.
That
explains a lot. Yeah, possibly. So... why my immune system is so super.
So, yeah, luckily there was hardly anyone else on Springbank Island.
So you could go nude.
Well, I didn't go nude. I did take my clothes off and hang them in a tree. But luckily...
oh, I had to hang them in the tree.
Luckily my gallant man here gave me a t-shirt to wear that came down to my knees.
Yeah, I went nude.
he went topless. Yeah,
yeah, topless.
I used to swim over to an island, not Springbank Island, yeah, but another island.
There's only, Spinnaker Island.
I don't know what island, but I just go to the edge of the lake, strip off all my clothes, hide them in a bush, jump into the water, swim across, stand about on the other side for a while and then swim back.
You've always been an avid nudist then.
Yeah.
Naturalist.
Well, my dad was. In fact, my mum was telling me these stories the other night that I didn't know about. Not only did my dad like run around the backyard nude, cleaning the pool, pruning, doing whatever, but my mum and dad used to like have sex in the backyard. And
that's great. Hi, Lars.
And we're sort of and we're sort of suspicious that the neighbours were looking, but sort of still,
dodgy neighbours, huh?
Still went on, and yeah, my dad was a sex fiend.
Do you prefer the term? Nudist or naturalist or dodgy pervert?
I don't really know the difference between nudist and naturist. I probably would happily go with either, except I'm not really either of those things. I mean, you just don't get to go nude in this society. Where do you get to go nude?
Yeah, didn't you have a nude day the other day?
I did, but people kept on coming over and I just, you know, it's like, well, I'll throw a towel on or something. I don't know.
Because I told everyone you went to see your mum nude.
Nude. Yeah, well, that's
fine. Last, yep.
I don't mind those rumours.
Okay.
As long as it doesn't get weird.
Don't be weird. Yeah.
Oh, it's totally normal.
Well, my mum, we had a party here one day, and me and two ladies and another guy got nude in the backyard, and we had this swimming pool set up, and it's, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, everyone's just hanging around chilling out, we're nude, and my mum walks in. Actually, I think I might have been clothed by then, but the two girls were naked.
Well, she would have been very proud of you.
Yeah, she'd think, well, there's like father, like
son. That's my boy.
I've actually got a photo of me in the pool with naked with two naked girls and another guy, but that's my cousin Simon, my cousin Mandy, my sister Sarah, and we're all less than two anyway.
Yeah, right.
Less than three. So.
See, that just ruins the story.
Yeah, it's not quite the same thing, is it?
Not quite. I think we should have one last song, which is Goon.
Yes.
Which is for our intellectual international audience, a large bottle
of cheap
wine.
Oh, I thought it
this
was.
This song was also written under
wine.
The influence.
Yeah, I think it's a box of good.
Of wine
it's
in a box.
Yeah, well, okay, if you were alive
in
the 80s, they were glass flagons. You used to buy. You didn't. They had cardboard ones as well, but they also had these. I think three,
goon.
Two,
I think
or
it's
two
actually
liter.
A contraction of gallon.
Yeah. Okay. I think they transferred the name to the cardboard cast.
Now it's got
yeah.
quite intellectual. Thanks. Out of my depth.
Anyway, so Goon is
a container
of cheap wine.
Yes.
I can think of is you. If it were just us, the wine and the moon, I know exactly what I'd do. But excuses like these keep holding me back, and I'm starting to lose track of all the times I could have kissed you, all the places I could have touched you, all the dark corners I could have dragged you in. The urges I wanna give in to. All I can taste is goon. All I can think of is you. How come I can play this tune in front of all these people, but I can't even say the words to you? I waste my time on these fucking songs, looking back so hard and long. And all the times I could have kissed you, all the places I could have touched you, all the dark corners I could have dragged you into, the urges I wanna give into.
Drinking cheap wine.
Yes.
And other aspects of sort of teenage life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boys. Boys and goon. It's all you need in Canberra. It's all there is in Canberra.
Yeah.
And
there's the Red Sessions.
Yes, we are playing at the Red Sessions on January the 19th. at some time after 7:30. Be sure to come along, because we'll play only with a drummer.
Yeah.
It will be different.
And the red sessions are at the Red Gecko. Which,
in Civic, across from the giant chessboard, sort of.
It's in Garima Place, or just down.
Near Garima Place.
Between Garima Place and Petri Plaza, I think.
Yes. Follow the sound of the sirens. You can't avoid it, because the sirens will always call you towards them.
Possibly to eat you.
Yeah. We can't guarantee we won't bite.
Yeah. And we just really want to say Happy New Year to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much to our sirens for popping in.
Bye.
Very nice.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Yeah. And great music.
Hi, Mum. Hi, Mum. And Dad.
And are you sure you want your Mum and Dad to hear this one?
They'll listen.
Just.
Yeah, and they'll be taking an injunction out.
Possibly.
Yeah, Nick, when you go to the gig, you'll be on the list. Oh, I'm on the list. Yeah, you're on the list, you're not allowed in. Actually, you're not allowed within 20 metres of the establishment.
I'm serving this order on you. Okay, anyway, yeah, we'll see you all next year. Bye!
Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Insatiable
Banalities. You've been listening to Insatiable Banalities, podcast number 34, recorded on Tuesday, the 27th of December, 2005.